Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:14, hot, humid, could be that way through October. I think it's safe in saying that now. I think we've seen our last cold front of the year. Pat Connick joins us now, our friend, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge with the session. How you doing, Senator Connick?
Doing great, Tommy. Good to talk to you.
Let's talk about insurance, car insurance, and I know they had some hearings yesterday. What do you see happening with car insurance rates and anything that could really change for those of us? And look, you pay them too, the high insurance rates in Louisiana.
Yeah, it was a big day in the Senate committee on insurance. Due day was the committee, and the battle can be summed up this way: it's Louisiana has too many lawsuits with big payouts versus insurance companies are making record profits and need to, you know, share those profits by lowering rates. But as it stands now, the insurance companies are winning that battle. They had five bills in due day yesterday, went into the night, and all five of those bills passed. That's going to hopefully lower the insurance rates of automobiles.
How, Pat? How is that going to happen? What were the bills about?
Well, there were several. One was House Bill 434 would keep injured, uninsured drivers from receiving the first $100,000 of any payout, up from, you know, right now it's $15,000. If someone hits you, if you hit someone with your vehicle and causes an accident and that person's injured, if that person does not have insurance, he does not collect the first $15,000 of his injuries. Mm-hmm. With this bill, that's going to increase to the first $100,000. So that's going to force people to either get insurance, or if you get injured in an accident, you won't be able to collect.
Wait, so if I get hurt in an accident and I don't have insurance, what can't I do now, and what would change?
If you don't have automobile insurance and you are injured in an accident, you will not be able to collect. Currently, you're not able to collect the first $15,000 of your damages. That $15,000 is going to be increased to $100,000.
So it's like a deductible almost. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
That's a good way to describe it. Another bill saying right now, if you get into an accident and you're 51% at fault, you can collect 49% of your damages. Another bill is going to prevent that from happening. If you are 51% at fault, you can't collect anything. So the insurance companies will not have to pay anybody anything if the person is determined to be the majority at fault. So when it
comes to that $100,000 thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, take up for anybody here or anything else, but when it comes to damages, I guess the concern is that if you don't have insurance, A, is it real damage or is it soft tissue damage and we're looking for a big payday here like the whiplash capital of the world? Or if somebody is injured and there's no, are they going to go to the emergency room, or do you and I wind up paying for that anyway? You see where I'm going with this long term?
And that's the argument on the other side. But if you have $100,000 worth of damages, you're injured. I mean, you're not going to have a soft tissue, you know, chiropractor kind of bill. You may have surgery or some other thing. So and it's just that's the reality of that bill, and it is going to pass, but with no doubt that's going to pass. So the key is to get just everybody to have insurance. That's just the way things are going up here.
I hear you. Let me talk about the record profits, and what did I see about flying somebody from Hammond to somewhere else twice a week or something? What was all that about?
I don't know about that. Oh. You know, I was at a seminar in downtown New Orleans a few weeks ago, and one of the insurance companies saying they had the record profits. They were talking to all their brokers that were in town for the golf tournament, and they said they had a great year. You know, $3 billion worth of profits in North America. So the insurance companies are making money. But in the past, we passed over 26 tort reform bills in the last few years, and the rates have not gone down. So that's the other side of the equation. Why are these insurance companies making all this money? Are they sharing the wealth with the policyholders, or are they just blaming trial lawyers, why these rates are going up? So there's something behind all this. We got to keep digging and see what's going on. I have a bill, Tommy, that's going to be heard today that's going to force, this is on the homeowner side, to force the insurance companies to disclose what profits of their affiliate companies are making. There was some discussion in Florida where the homeowners companies were saying, well, we're going bankrupt, we can't pay these bills, but the affiliated companies, the management companies, we're making billions of dollars. So we're going to try to look into that and see what the reality is. But we got to give some relief to homeowners insurance policy payers and to car insurance policy payers. And we got to look behind the curtain to see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody mad here, but just as Entergy or a power company breaks into subsidiaries to protect the mothership, right, and then they spread liability out, they can make it look like they're losing money or making money however they want. And look, let's be honest, the church does the same thing with archdioceses, and I don't mean to make anybody mad there, but I just wonder, how do you pierce all of that? We can talk about it when we come back, Pat, when you determine whether or not the insurance companies, because you got to figure out what the problem is. That's what you're saying. You got to figure out, okay, if you're really making record payouts, then is the problem trial attorneys or not? Or if you're making record profits, are the problems really trial attorneys? And then how do you regulate it? How do you can't force somebody to write insurance. Then it goes to approving rate increases. That gets us to the insurance commissioner. We'll pick it up there when we come back. It's a hard thing to figure out, man. Pat Connick, our guest, Senator, we'll talk about more insurance when we return. Right now, traffic, WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Senator Pat Connick, who is a Shaw graduate, as am I, just to give a little shout out to the Eagles. And he also passed a commendation for Hank Tierney for winning the state championship. Matter of fact, that reminds me, I got a gift for Coach Tierney, a friend. He is a friend. I got to drop it off over there. Let's talk about the profit thing with subsidiaries and determining. I don't know how you balance all of that, Pat, because you can't force somebody to write insurance. You can regulate the rates. That's what the
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Insurance Commissioner does. Tim Temple says He needs to do it based on actuarial tables. The governor's saying, no, you don't have to go by that, right? Take me through all of that. You're an attorney. Sort all of that out for me.
Well, the bottom line is the governor wants to force the insurance companies to reduce their rates based on, you know, if we pass all these laws, we got to have some type of reduction for the ratepayers. Mm-hmm. That's what the governor's pushing. The other side is if we pass these laws, we can't guarantee they're going to reduce rates. So where are we with this? That's the battle that's being drawn between the insurance commissioner and the governor. Some say the governor wants to make the insurance commissioner a scapegoat. Others say, no, we need to get these rates lower. And if you give the companies everything they want, and we're going to give them about 90% of what they're asking for this session, we need to show some results in a form of reductions of these rates. So where we land, I don't know, but that's the battle lines that are being drawn. But Tom, I have a bill, and it's going to be heard today, mm-hmm. in insurance that's going to force the insurance companies to disclose what their affiliates are making. That bill will likely fail. When it fails, I just want to put it on the table to make that issue known to the public, and then I'm going to turn it into a request by the auditor to have an audit of what these companies or affiliates are making. So,
tell me what that looks like, Pat. The affiliates, explain that. Like, what do you want to see?
Well, they have management companies that handle claims. Mm-hmm. So, if an insurance company has a claim, they hand it to a management company who hires adjusters, and those costs are sometimes in Florida, they were inflated by a lot. So all the money was being pushed to these outside entities doing the work for the insurance company. So when it's time to pay the claims for hurricanes, the insurance company said, we're broke, we don't have the money, and they went bankrupt. Yet the affiliates were making billions of dollars, and that's documented in Florida. Is it happening in Louisiana? We don't know, but I want to see. I want to look into it.
Is that car insurance, house insurance, or both?
This is homeowners insurance.
Homeowners insurance, okay.
And that's a big problem. I represent a lot of the coast and Grand Isle, Lafitte, and Plaquemines Parish. Those folks can't buy insurance. Even on West Bank, you can't. You know, the insurance rates are out of sight, and people just can't afford it. So we got to look into that and say, you know, what can we do to help the situation?
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that we're going to see a substantial decrease in automobile rates or homeowners' rates anytime soon?
I'm not. But we're going to give them what they want, and then we're going to see how they respond. And if they don't respond, that's the governor's going to say, I told you so. But that's what we're looking at. There's a lot going on in Baton Rouge, and it's pretty complicated, but we're going to do our best to figure it out and get some relief to the homeowners and car insurance payers.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. We'll talk to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. When we come back, get his take right now. Time for WWL First News. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Ben Riggs joins us, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. Get his take on what's going on in the legislative session about car insurance and homeowners insurance and the likelihood of anything changing. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Tom?
I'm all right. Tell me about Real Reform Louisiana, where you see the problems and what the legislature is doing to address the problems as you see them.
Well, I think that everyone knows that insurance is the biggest issue in the state of Louisiana, but when we say it's the biggest issue, not to say that car insurance isn't a problem. We pay sky-high car insurance rates, but home insurance is the crisis that really keeps people awake at night. Mm-hmm. And there's not a ton being done in the home insurance space. Most of this focuses on property insurance. Hey, and yesterday, auto insurance.
Car insurance, yeah, it seemed that way to me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, and yesterday was a big day down at the legislature, but once again, most of this stuff focuses on property insurance. Now, you have some bills
insurance
out there. Yeah, I keep getting it mixed up because I'm wanting to talk about property insurance. Right. But you've got some bills down there that do cut both ways. For example, the bill that'll be heard today in Senate insurance, I believe the instrument number is 148 by Representative Wiley. This is the bill that would repeal the distinction between competitive and non-competitive and allow the insurance commissioner to reject excessive rates in Louisiana. That would, of course, apply to both home insurance and auto insurance and any other type of insurance filed in the state. So that could potentially have positive effects for Louisiana policyholders on the property insurance side. Then you also got bills that are being talked about as though they're exclusively auto insurance, like SB 148 by Senator Blake Miguez. And this is what he's calling loser pays. But the truth is, it kind of bully or intimidates.
Wait, you're going a little bit fast here. Slow down. Tell me what you're talking about.
Senate Bill 148 by Senator Blake Miguez is loser pays. And so effectively, if you file litigation and you end up losing the suit, you have to pay for both sides' legal fees.
You're talking about property now, or are you talking about car?
They would apply, as far as I understand, it would apply to everything.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just a civil justice reform, but it would apply to property insurance policyholders. Mm-hmm. So if a storm came in and your insurance company denied your claim or lowballed your claim, and you felt like you had to take them to court, you'd be risking financial ruin because you could potentially be on the hook for paying all the defense fees if for some reason, even on a technicality, you were to lose your case. So that kind of stuff is out there, and it has it could potentially have really negative effects on Louisiana policyholders on the property side.
So on the property side, if you get screwed over by your insurance company and you sue them, not only do you not get and you lose even on a technicality, just so I understand this, not only do you not get the damages to which you were entitled, but you wind up paying their legal bill as well?
That's my understanding of Senator Miguez's bill, yes.
Wow.
It's the English rule is what it's called. Now, once again, I'm not an attorney, and this is sort of a civil law change, but it's called the English rule, and there's only one state in America that does it. America usually has a system where everybody just pays for their own legal defense mm-hmm. or their own legal representation. So it would be really making us an outlier, and I think it's one of these bills that's designed to bully policyholders. And it's deeply concerning when you consider, for example, yesterday, Weiss Insurance, who is the nation's leading independent rating agency for insurance companies, they put out a report yesterday that detailed some alarming trends in Louisiana. First and foremost was the number of claims that we're seeing closed in Louisiana on the property insurance side without payment. So we've seen we're above the national average. We're at 44.6% claims closed without payment. The most startling number, though, is that we're 18.9% higher than the national average just 20 years ago. And so for all your listeners who are wondering, well, why in 20 years has the number of claims closed without payment gone up so much? It's because there's been a consistent effort, not just in Louisiana, but around the country on behalf of the insurance lobby to pass tort reforms. And we talk about tort reforms too often within the context of, you know, billboard attorneys and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's not the billboard attorneys or any other attorneys that it's hurting. It's hurting policyholders. It's making it to where it's harder for you to file a claim and harder for you to hold your insurance company accountable when they don't pay your claim. And so we've seen claims closed without payment skyrocket. And I think that's really telling when you think about it in the greater context of tort reform, because tort reform has always promised to lower rates. And the central argument behind that is we're going to lower costs for insurers, and then those savings will be passed on to policyholders. But when you look at its history, we've increased the number of claims we've closed without payment by almost 20% over the past 20 years. And not one of us have seen our rates go down as a result of it.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana, 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:59, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana, getting his take on the insurance bills and the debates that are going on. It's complicated stuff, and I still, you know, I hear this, I hear that, they hear that, the bill goes here, they propose this. I don't think we're going to see any change in insurance rates. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Rafael Goyeneche joins us as we come back. He's president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. New Orleans is seeking an immediate end to NOPD's consent decree, but what's going to change if they do, and how do you not backslide? We'll talk about that, and what effect will it have on policing in New Orleans. Then we're going to talk with the managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory, an expert in military aircraft. We'll talk about President Trump accepting that 747 from Qatar. What would it take to actually convert it to Air Force One? Going to be interesting. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.